Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Dear listeners, today in this show, we are going to be talking about the two ways of realizing and recognizing, or at least starting to recognize, the existence of Allah. And these two ways are the inward way and the outward way. Inward way is that voice that everybody gets to hear from their subconscious, from within themselves. And then the outward way is, what we're going to be discussing today is that we look at the created ones, we look at the creation of Allah, or the creation that exists around us, and conclude and reach the conclusion that there is someone who has created them. Now, observe the existences around to recognize Allah is the theme. The Creator has to be all-knowledgeable, all-wise, and all-mighty, and all-powerful, right? Now, human body is what we're going to be looking into today in terms of recognizing Allah. Because human body is one of those creations of Allah that can lead us to back to the created. Okay, so we're doing reverse engineering here. Now, human body and its complicated design. Who designed it? You know, according to some medical science professors and researchers and scientists, they claim that one of the most unknowns in today's world is the human body itself. So, after all of this development and progress in the fields of science, human body is something that is unknown to us. Okay, it's got so many complications that the more we study about it, the more we continue to explore. And that's the work of science. The science is not there to invent something from scratch, so to speak. Science is there to understand the inventions and the creations. Science is something that explores them. And then science is something that, with the combination of different things, comes up with a third thing. But if you go back to the original square one creation, science cannot do that. Science does not have that capability. Anyways, today we want to talk about the human brain. Okay, human brain, it's like our skull has been filled with gray matter, and we call it what? Brain. This brain forms the most accurate and exact system of our body because it commands all of the powers of our body, and it manages all of the organs of our system. So consider this human body to be a system, right? And these organs that exist within that system, they're controlled by brain, okay? And then brain is the one that sends those commands to act and to move and to do this and to do not to do that. All of that is sent through brain. In order to understand the importance of this great center that we call brain, it's that white or gray matter filled within our skulls, it would be a good idea for us to explain with the help of an example after we come back from a short break. So just stay with us.
Quran is not a book of science, but a book of signs. Yet it contains undeniable facts related to science. There is an incident described in the Quran over 1400 years ago about a man called Abu Jahl, who was not only an enemy of the Muslims during the time of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, but also a well-known pathological liar, compulsive liar. So Allah, God, sent down the revelation describing the actions of this man. Does he not know that Allah sees? No. If he does not desist, we will surely drag him by the forelock, a lying, sinning forelock. Here in these few verses, Allah specifically points out that the forelock, the front area of the head, is a lying and sinning region. The human brain is not only one of the most important organs in the human body, it is also the most complex. The brain is divided into four major sections known as lobes. The frontal lobe, the occipital lobe, the parietal lobe, and the temporal lobe have different locations and functions that support the response and actions of the human body. Here is a breakdown of each of the four lobes and some of the functions they have. The occipital lobe receives visual information, interprets color, shape, and distance. The temporal lobe is responsible for memory and new learning, receives auditory messages, understands spoken language and rhythm, controls how things are ordered and categorized, some visual perception. The parietal lobe, responsible for visual attention, touch perception, monitors sensation and body position, control reading, face recognition, understanding time, goal-directed voluntary movements, and manipulation of objects. And then there's the frontal lobe, which is responsible for conscious thoughts, concentration, perseverance, judgment, attention span, impulse control, which is self-monitoring, and supervision, problem-solving, organization, critical thinking, forward thinking, ability to feel and express emotion, empathy, memory for habitats and motor activities. The frontal lobe has many functions, most which center on regulating social behavior. The function of the frontal lobe involves the ability to recognize future consequences resulting from current actions, the choice between good and bad actions, or better and best, the override and suppression of socially unacceptable responses, and the determination of similarities and differences between things or events. When someone lies, brain cells in the prefrontal cortex, the planning executive of the brain, works harder than when we tell the truth. Pathological liars have shown to have more white wiring matter and less grey matter in the prefrontal cortex of the brain than other people. Over the last decade, scientists have used functional magnetic resonance imaging, fMRI, to more accurately locate regions of the brain that changes when a person lies. This technique measures changes in blood flow in the brain, a reflection of neural activity, while people answer questions while inside a scanner. The resulting images pinpoint brain activity in a specific region during the lie and truth phases of the deception paradigms. Although several brain areas appear to play a role in deception, the most consistent findings across multiple fMRI studies is that the activity in the prefrontal cortex increases when people lie. The prefrontal cortex, situated just behind the forehead, is a collection of regions responsible for executive control, the ability to regulate thoughts or actions to achieve goals. Executive control includes cognitive processes such as planning, problem solving, and attention, all important components of deception. Dishonesty requires the brain to work harder than honesty, and this effort is reflected by increased brain activities.
In the jannati nahran min laban, in the jannati nahran min laban, li Ali wa Hussein wa Hassan, li Ali wa Hussein وحسن. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن، إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن، لعلي وحسين وحسن، لعلي وحسين وحسن.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Before we went on to the break, we were looking into the outward way of recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we said that when we look at the creation of Allah, it leads us back to Allah. But we were specifically in this program looking at the human brain, which is that gray material that our skull is filled with. Right? So we're going to take one example to explain what this gray material that we call brain is. The newspaper had printed in one of the cities, there was an automobile accident, right? So there was a wreck, an accident, and the brain of a student of that city, he used to study there, it was damaged, but it seemed that nothing at all had happened to him. All of his organs were healthy, but strangely enough, he had forgotten all of his past life. His mind worked well. He could study, but if he saw his mother and father, he did not recognize them, for instance. When they said to him that this was his mother, he was surprised. They took him to his home in that city. They showed him the handicraft work he had done and then hung on the walls. And that was like within his own bedroom. But he looked at all of it in amazement. And he said that he was seeing things, these things for the first time. It became clear that in the brain damage he suffered, cells which were in reality transitions between thought and his memory, they were no longer working. And like a blown out fuse, which cuts off the electricity and brings darkness, his memory of the past had been disconnected. Perhaps the point which no longer works is no bigger than the size of the top of a pin. You know those small little pins, and they've got like this top, this head. So maybe, you know, something that is not working in his mind anymore is maybe as small as that top of that pin. But what an effect it has had upon this person's life. And from this, it becomes clear how complicated and how important our brain is and every single element of the brain is. Our brain consists of two separate parts, brothers and sisters. The first one is the part which is controlled by our voluntary will, which controls all of our voluntary motions, like walking, looking, speaking. All of these are voluntary actions, right? Second part of the brain is the involuntary part, which controls the movement of our heart, for instance, stomach. So we don't have to like tell someone to like, we don't have to make a voluntary move for our digestive system to work. It just works automatically based on the signals it receives from the brain. So these are those involuntary actions, like our heart. Even if I wanted to tell my heart, okay, you know, I can stop moving my hand, but I cannot stop my heart to pump, right? Even if I wanted, just like that through the command or through just making a will. Now, and if one of these parts, right, one of the part of this system is brain, right? And within that brain, a very small piece stops working. In the light of this example, we understand that my entire life changes, right? So this tells us that everything being so organized and so in place has to be done by somebody who created me. It's not something that I have any control over. So this is another way of how we prove it back to the creator of the world that he exists. Thank you for listening to today's show. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye. Thank you.